אחרת שתישא קבוע של הספק ביחסים של המגימו תמל היתר. You wonder what I think. What's the first reason? כיוון שעל זמן שהניחו הוא מקפדה שיהיה דווקא מונח עוד בקריאת המקביל עליו נוסיבו בשביל הקפודה שאחר יבוא הזמן. Wait a minute. What are you looking at סיף א'? The Rosh, the Raivid, Tabas. Oh, next paragraph. אחרי שלחק, אז זה סת את זיכרון יוסף. כל פסחי תשובה א'. זמן מרובה. It's not הקפדה. פושט. We said this before, but it's always good to see inside. אין כוונוס על החלק בין זמן מרובה כאון למשך שונה, ובין זמן מורד כלמשך חודש. Even though many, many people hold that way. They have all kinds of shirim. It's not bearing for the Shabbos, a half a year, and a month, and a week, and they're all about Kesher Shal Kayoma, that's where they're taking it from. Nah. The minola leitin kitzah v'shir the dovet ha miachash b'gmor lomar tzinu leh. Tzorach lomar. Kavos al chal b'yak peyda lehosir b'shas lisha. She'en has a zman kotsuv. Defshe she'iz damad lo b'chol yom, v'gam b'layla. L'chein nechshe b'chol eis, she'i makpeda se'en yichol levat lo al meshach zman. Period. One hand. Uvein, she'ak peyda lehosir rak l'zman kotsuv. That zman ahu v'ade lo t'salkenu. Havya eina makpeda sa zman ahu. Ben chilek b'mzman ahu rochok o koro. T'kevim shu zman yadu o l'kpeda. Ein lach shiva ata makpeda zeo tam nochen. Nitzan l'shiyurim. Zer kavanosl and his deity of Afim and kavanosl, okay? Mikom makom utam nochon. I like that. Either he said or I'm saying it. See so? Ken gam beblom bezman is kemen sheish man yadua asiro en lachshiva ata makpedis. That's enough aleph. Fine. At the end of the day, we're going to see, not this minute, because Pashtus, Rav Moshe said it, and not the Zichron Yosef, even though we always quote this from Zichron Yosef, we'll see later. I'm just trying to give an overview. The next paragraph, we did already. Remember the whole discussion, is it Bittul and is it Bittul Olamis? I read this to you from my own little sefer about this question. I'm just skipping this because time is not allowed. Good. So we're now going to go to all the way to Anav Gimel. Umashka Sapta Tam Beis. It's way, oh, it's far down. Now it's Tam Beis. You'll see Anav Gimel very soon. You'll see Anav Gimel. Now you're up to Dalet already. You have to go back. I guess it wasn't. Can find enough gimel. Oh, see it. Umashka Safta Tam Beis. The Kevin Shagam Acher Azman Shetsesi Renu. Lo Saniach Anekav Shabashen Megula. The Tachlif also a Blumber Kvua. Him Kane Ena Makpedish Yer Anekav Megula. Kane Afsha Al Steam Azu Makpedis Lassiro. The Choshin Mak with Kevin Shatas of his Tameo. He swore Nachona Meod. Ah, this he lacks. Lo mi boya the tam beis, all the time bit la goli. This goes back to what we skipped. La afa tam aleph to nifla la guf. Nami yesh lo makem to miyachad the bit la gufo ezes stima. Lo ichbas lo an ezes stima ti yasham dal kapone bit la stima la guf. He thought that the zichrios was wrong if you have bit la guf because not forever. But here we're going to replace it with another one. Then he thinks that the svar should be correct. Ach lechoresh the fact we was there. Peg yud the mikvos mish the aleph. Yodos hakelim shich nisan shalok kedarkan o kedarkan v'lo mirkan chotetzin mach was the tzorach lo tziyo lach nisu karoi. Look at the Rosh in the Taz. V'hasham gam kein yod tziyo kedei lach zor ulisot mo bachnoses yad karoi. U'mikom agam chotetz me'achad estima zos yod tziyo nechshav makbid Avshin and Makmish a year, Magula. Can Gam be Uvda Didan? Meacha shall a blum bazu, mak bilotzio, Avshin is the mayu, Bikvua, Venu Makmish a year, Magula is a lovitz. Avi is the chak and Avi is chilak. To Hossam, Shamunach Shaloka Derek Yad, Demishtam Shem Kane, who at a clebulo yad clout, Rakwadova Chotit, Vikavish, Shabina Shamayam Yavo Gam Sham, Denukabesa Storim, Macha Shubulo Yad. chotzes. Masha munach sham. Tomek mak bekadesh lo yimenu min shtavish bekli. The chos masha munach sham ayad shalok adak ho shavur. Odavar achem onem lachas boyad. Shavish bekli. B'yesh lamen misham. Luv da didan. Bim lo in ichu blomba ala moch. V'chadoma. They put in a little cotton. U blomba geruah. Stinks. She'eni yechol alilos. So you can't chew with it. The nechshav makbid after this yireil to lachzal the sosum be blumba meyachash ata be moch gadam ena yichol ishtamish after tam bitul agolui yesh lachzos shari rotz soshet yem agula kadesh shetuchal the sosum be blumba sharodik as well ab be blumba zmanish yicholim the losbo ishtamish be moch be kvo be kvoa v'rach shetachlo v'osam makmash hazman is tiskalkel v'tibul be meshach hazman v'nimsa. Again, skipping a little bit, because we're going to see later on that this Pasha, this Kasha, is not even a Kasha. So I owe you two things. I want to show you that the Zichron Yosef is not like Rav Moshe. I want to show you that the Kasha, yes, from Yosef Kalim, is really not a big kasha. But again, all these things I'm putting away for later on. Fine. It's interesting. Other poskim throw in different zmanim against Rav Moshe. Well, that's what's funny. Anav dalet. Umash gasavta tam gimel kemesh ablum benesunu benekam shebeshen hukem ocheitz vekotz. Hatocha bebasa, shemu novach meat nikuena nira, v'gam b'shava lebasa shemach me'ashach, hu mitam sveika, l'muvu b'dvarecha. Meiz atam yeshat beblom b'shava l'shen, mashna mechets v'kolz hashava lebasar shemach me'ashach. Tzoch lehosel dvarecha. Tzeh sheshava lebasa rachotzeis hu mishum, sheiyev sheshal yeh mikseyu ala basa, k'depir sherosh tal mikvos u'beis yosef. This splinter, if it's even with the skin, by definition, it'd be a teeny, teeny bit above the skin. Since the skin and the meat behind the skin is soft, so by definition, it's gonna climb up, if you will, above the tip of the splinter. Aval b'shein shu kosher ve'ino nichfaf. Af b'shavel l'shen nami lo avi al shen klum. Gam berofi medakne shlo yeh shen kene shlo Yaakov. Gam betzadim medakne shlo yeh sham klum. L'chein af b'shavel l'shen nami l'chotzes. L'chein af shemes l'nizdaitim. She b'shavel l'bosa shechotzes udin vaday l'orak chumah mitam sovek edi kasavta. Al vaday chotzes l'tnei ha-perushim. Shal b'yit yosef. Ha-sovek ube b'shuka. Shem agam ken chotzes kit b'nir mefurish b'yit yosef. An shom b'yit yosef b'kivayeg b'shach. So Sofer, the Sidrei Tara and Chafei says, fine. That's we have is corrected. Near the Kula. B'shava lebasar, yeah. B'shuka avyena nira. See, he thinks Shava is also Prah Medina. No, by Shane, because after Shava, ain't got Kulim ala Shane. Okay? So therefore he wants to say it. It's a good Svara. So again, he goes back and forth with this. And Barichas Gedolah. So we're going to assume that the Pesach of Rav Moshe, although he quotes three different svaras. At the end, remember we spoke about it. He talks about even a permanent filling being a shayla. Okay. Bottom line is, this is bottom line. Very, very end. Yeshahat al fizay gam beblumbish lo iniach harofe betuv gam bestimas moch levad ubetoch hanega ben mechas and mar Hashem against the chayodom chok masonim. So he lacks the third svara too. Achim kozeh lemais adayin tzarachin v'koshin smoch beblum betova afzmanis mutaris bebiru of Hashem yazreinu. So if it's a shvacha one, and therefore, you can't chew with it. See, even now it's a problem. So you're only relying on the third svar. That's not sure. But the first, if it's a good temporary filling, based on svar number one and two, he thinks that's rely upon, and that's done. Okay? This is fine. So in the Bali HaShulchan, he's not so convinced that this is true. I think we read this already in Sivkot and Kuf Ayin Ches. Says, why is the same as Tabas? I'm reading from the Bali HaShulchan after Shin Pei Gimel. That's what Moshe Anaf Aleph. Alright, what does he say? Zman Kavua. Fine. Good. Another Svara. He quotes it in Shin Pei Dalet, Anaf Gimel. Another one. Okay. But he says, they're not so sure this is true. It shouldn't be Mekel unless it's going to be there for 30 days. What's 30 days? What's 30 days? Oh, but then he says, Me'ez Tevilasa. Shadava Homo the Lamed Yom. Neshachosh Vekavua. Where'd he get that from? Simon Shin Yud Zayin Arachayim Akesh Shal Kayoma. 30 days. I in brackets. Oy bazoy should be 30 days from the time of the we put it in. If there are only 20 days left, you're right. But even 30 days is not so simple. The real reason you make it is koshi shel tchias hatvila yamim merubin. So that's why the 30 days count from the time of the tvila, and not from the time of the temporary pulling. Was in fact put in. Okay? Now, what about braces? Braces. For Moshe's previous tshuva is about braces. Simen Sadivov. Excuse me. Simen Sadivov. Chut barzel shalashinayim lehaishira. Braces. Okay? Someone says it's roughly. I don't know. Then he says, in our makbid, not so simple. Kemish lo tzora choysa makpedes, shalo yizal shinel. Ava kemish urak miut, fikan beis astorim, shalo harbe shidus urak de rabbonon, kenen tre de rabbonon. Here's what's going on. I wrote, salo hokel ulay en limchos biyodo. It's a problem. Big problem. Okay, so Rav Moshe is Mekel. Not so simple as Mekel, but he's Mekel. At the end of the day, he's Mekel. Why? Funny reason. Trade the Rabbanon? What is this? Mekel, trade the Rabbanon? What is this? That's a big Kiddush. A big Kiddush. Now, in the Bali HaShulchan, he says, watch. A little earlier, why they put there? For two reasons. Either for health reasons, so teeth shouldn't have cavities, or they're for beautification. Right? It's the last line over here. Yesh v'rofe sh'nayim somber per mine matches kechute barzel v'chadome v'liyashir ha'shinayim olesim osnoi or refua. Okay. What's your thing? Also suk she'adam otziim b'tadirus. That's a problem. But if it's man meruba, then it's okay with the 30-day business. So once again, 30 days. It's a heter, kind of a shas atzchak heter. And she should make sure to clean it. There shouldn't be anything food stuck. Okay. That's what he says. It's interesting. Here, what's it, Siruf? Roy libias maimis the Ravonim. Now, there is a shashita. We saw that in the Ritva. Yesh kosem Ravonim. Shin Samach Zayin. Ritva Kedushin Sham Dav Chafei. And the Rashba, he puts the two together, even though it's a little different between the Ritva and the Rashba. But that's what he says. You put together that it's a Rabbanon. Fine. If you take a look in the Biurim, he has Tainus, those who put the Rashba and Ritva together, because they're not really saying the same thing. He says, what the Rashba say? That's what he says. He goes back and forth. There's a ritual. Based upon tumah, Fred the Pekiv Egan, Simon Samach, that famous shuvah we saw with all the typos, right? It's the same shuvah. Maga based on kumatim is Torah. Mesechta neither men base them at base. Now the Behuda says, yeah, he explains the ritual differently. Avsha maga based on kumatim Torah. Ava maso based on kumatim tumah. Nevela bekot mo tumah. Agav, Kivega puts together the writ from the Rashba b'chodeshitza b'achanyona. No. According to the Rashba, it doesn't depend upon tumah at all. Rather, it depends upon what's sometimes revealed. That's a tain against the Kivega. Fine. Let's talk a little bit about this minig, which exists, about not eating meat. That's Sif Chavdal. So let's first take a look and see it in its original source, in the Rosh, and Simon Lamed He. Not finding it here. It's quoted on the side from the Rosh Shimon Lamed Hey. Maybe you can find it for me. I couldn't find it last time either. And Rabbi Yerucham, I found it. And let's open the Shulchan Aruch and see what it says. Sif Chav Dalet. On the side it says in the Ma'am Makamis, it says Harosh. So on the side it says no. The Beis Yosef quotes it. The Rosh says my cash is already found over here on the side. A different minute. In the Kitzer, at the very back. Lolitam klum bein arachitza v'atvila. Nothing to do with meat. Can you have tuna fish either? Huh? Okay, so it's not in the Rosh. Okay? Rabbeinu Yerucham. Yeah, that's true. I look at Rabbeinu Yerucham. It's really there. Meishu nichlas bein ashinayim yosem yimachal acher. We know it's from Masech Techulin, right? 6 hours, that whole business. V'yaf ha'pisha b'otkos v'chotz tzos ha'shinayim. It's floss. Choshe shos dimon mishtar mi'inor v'lav adaitim. Then, That's found in the Russian, the kitzur in the very back. Okay, adkan. So it's a little bit misleading in the base Yosef, but okay, fine. Says the Taz, Sivkod Chafei. Poshedu Shimlo Noga Kain Enem at the Tree of the Akiva Tree of the Bishmoseh. Uve Shabbos Vyomtiv Hamidik Shochlin Bosser. Rakshet Yisrael and Akiv Yosef Achay Kain. Shabbos Shabbos says it's Onik Shabbos. Onik Shabbos. It's interesting. What about the busha involved sometimes? It's going to lead to busha. Why aren't you eating the meat? Women don't want anyone to know when they're going to the mikveh. And that could be the Shulchan Aruch says so, could be Shulchan Aruch didn't say so. But in any event, we'll watch what the Biurim says about this very important point. Very important point. The source that people should know is Sif Memches. Very end of the simon. Yesh shekasu sheyesh li ishal yos tsnua b'leil tfilosa. V'chein nogu anoshim lahasya leil tfilosa. Shlo lelech b'muhuma u'bifnei abriyas shiragishu ben b'nei odam. Period. So the old women, they're afraid they won't eat the meat. She must be going to the mikveh tonight, and no one should know about it. So this is what it says over here, as follows: Biurim uminig yofu. V'ap she ocheles al shulchan acheim v'choshesheti shem timona me'achilas basar yagishu ba shulel tfilasa u'bidaki at sneers lahaselel tfilas. It's Ramos Sof Simon. Nire t'mikom agon lo tochal basar still. She's on a low cholesterol diet. Health. Yod. This is another critical point, which everyone agrees. Leki Yisura b'zeh. V'en kedai litchos v'neg Yisrael l'mnoa me'achilas basa b'shul zeh. Who said so? Tshuva's Beis Shorah. Is that really true? Is that really true? I don't know. Fine. It's interesting. We're going to return. We'll revisit this. In my opinion, there's room to be making based on different considerations. But I want to show you, before we go any further, the Sidrei Tara, Sifkot and Memtes. This is very important. Comes up. You'd be surprised how often it comes up. The Ramah quotes from the Russian, and in the end, I'll read it to you from the Russian, the original. Always go to see the original. After the Rush finishes all his simonim, he has what he calls over here. Heilacha hilchas nida bekitzer. Half a page. So in this half a page, he says, Minig yafa nagu hanashim. Shane and Toamos Klum, Ben Rechitzo, Ben Atvila. Sleish, Lo Yedover Chosetz, Ben Shina. Comes out of nowhere. I'm not opposed to a nice minig, but the question is, what if there's a counterpoint, which says that the minig is taking away from something else? So that's going to be an issue. This is found in the Sidrei Tara, Sivkot and Memtes. Kosev atas, it's not ma'akev. Fine. Uve Shabbos biyomtiv, haminig sheochlim, rak shetizor lenachav yoser achakach. End quote. Ulefizeh nire, hu adim ashekosev ramo ba'gosh ein lo lasik kol yom kol matzvila b'basik, And we're of Shabbos, with Dr. Lola Asma Isak, we're called Shabbos. Shagam Gemutter. Pasha Tirchot Yodeh Yofa Yofa. Shinidbek Nishadavik Bohem. Fine. Umikon Lanirim. The Bein Erechitza Latvila, the Kosta Veramo, Eil Olecho Klau. I feel it be Shabbos, we yodem Nami Yosu Lolecho. Could go. Shigiyaz Matvilosa Bimosa Kais. Below Shabbos V'yomtev. Sherocha Tzim Kodim Shabbos V'yomtev. Lechas of Beis HaTfila Achas Man Achila. Yeah. She'ein lo lechol klal an Acha Bomi Beis HaTfila. To came into Samach Le Tfila Shema lo tenaka yofa mitoch shimuhum le Beis. He wants to say that even on Shabbos and Yontif, you should not eat anything between the time you wash yourself, whatever that means, and the time you actually are toivel. I don't know. Really? Why should that be so? So there's a discussion over here in the Biurim as well. Sidre Tara, Afdol Shabbos V'yomtiv. No. Yeah, he quotes the Sidre Tara which we just read. Koshe, Mamu Mule Beisika, Imochela Sudasin Vol Yom, Kagon Bimos Hakayitz, the Marababa Yisidre Tara. That happens to us. Early Shabbos. We already started early Shabbos in our Yeshul last week already. And certainly it comes to June, where, you know, even early Shabbos is not so early. Plaga Mincha, I think, is close to 7 o'clock. And the little kids, and they want to have the Suda Shabbos, the mikveh doesn't open until an hour and a half later. So what's the move of the basis? We should not go anywhere. No rush. We'll get to the discussion when we took... I have one more Mara Makom Hashid, and I'll give you later this week. And the last one is going to be on the Chafifa. The last one. But that's going to be where the Mahumul Beis comes up. Rashi says they should do it Dafka by day. Not by night for that reason. That's where the whole enterprise can happen after it gets dark, so she's running back home. Here, what me worry? What's the rush? She can finish benching before this Zman Tevila. So no one's rushing. He doesn't understand what's going on over here. Terem shehigiyaz man tefila. Ein lo ma shlo bala la ostra lam shich sudas ad alayla. Oh, that I can understand. No. Tim l'shonim avuwa she'en l'lecho kol higar. So what do you mean? You know, pshita ein lismoch al zeh shetiris pia miyad achar suda terem higiyaz tefila. So why not? Tekei ma shishar no shim roch sos mi bod yom. Rak pa machas. Vada dechashina shit shkach. Fotiris pa mnosefes. No. Ulam, Hare kol anoshim atovas b'lel Shabbos shrichos ladiach p'en pam shniyah samach l'tfilosin. Yeah. Shabbayich she lama lo tucha l'smocha l'adocha ha'i she b'zein loko she shikha kem she kol anoshim osos kem. Says the Sidre Tara, no. That rechiz is not maya, it's kol anoshim humo l'beiso. You don't call it yesh nahachme b'dochak. In my opinion, we should be leaning here too. Against the Sidre Tara. Making chumras. It's not right to make these chumras. Okay. Now, we haven't discussed yet the problem of what happens if she finds a chatzitza after she comes back from the mikveh. Oh boy. Now we're in trouble. It's a mefurish gemara. Let's take open the gemara both sides. Some government things. Says the Hilchos Gemara. Omer Yitzchak, Meister b'Shivchosol Shel Rebbe, Shetovlo, for also, for Nimso le'etzim Chos Meshinah, for Tzricha Rebbe Tvila Acheres. Omer Rava, Tovlo v'Yolso, for Nimso le'adav Chotzitz. I would say, checkmate. Nothing to talk about. How can it possibly be good? Relax. Im Samach le'chafifa Tovlo, and Tzricha Locha for Tidpo. No. Rashi explains. The Vada Eliyacha Shetavla Bola. Whatever she saw came afterwards, because she actually did Chafifa, which is cleaning the soul see later, the hair, the body, just before. V'im Lav. What do you mean Lav? What do you mean Lav? She didn't do it Samach. You have to do it. Didn't do it Samach. She did a little earlier. Tzvich Alokha V'litpo. Yikadi Amri. And but also Yom Shechava for Tavla in a Tzricha Loch of Litbal. Filnav Tzricha Loch of Litbal. My Benay, Ik Benay, Lemismach, Lechafifa, Litzvila, Lemecha, Piyamamabal, Litbal Balelio. Is it a matter of how much time lapses? Or there was a break point when it moved from day to night? Those are Tulishonis. Tulishonis in the Gemara. Fine. Ike Benay, Rashi. Lishna Kama Beinon Samal Chafifa Tvila. Lishna Basra, no. It wasn't the same time zone. I mean, this can cut both ways, you understand. We'll see. So the Rush talks about this. End of Hilchos Nida. Sorry about that. At the very end. Here we go. Let's read the Rush quotes our Gemara and Simon Chafei. Just quotes it. Doesn't say a word. But the Divrei Chamura has a lot to say about this. I can't read the whole thing now. It's much too long. But a little bit. Sefkaden Sadi Beis. Towards the very end of Sadi Beis. Read you a brief excerpt. Quotes our Gemara. He says, some understand. Shulchan Aruch says like this, it's in Kuf Tzadi Tetzif et Alf. Hamed v'amurim, don't just ask her, but also min, l'koy al-liba the Rambam, etc. Not going to the Rambam right now. So he says, v'yib v'ferish, im l'chofa v'klal, lo also tfila, aval pi she'ina b'atzan b'gufa, v'afil l'chofa v'miyad achar tfila, v'sorka b'masu, l'mosu shum nima k'shua, doesn't help. You have to have a chafiva to make it with the Yevit. Why? Shema b'shas tfilo yakosha v'achshav nitar o nishar im ha-masrek. Fine. The Ravid says by the Uvda Shivchas Beis Rebbe, quote unquote, Moshamina, and lo yidicha beis ha-kmot and beis ha-star mishalo, v'nimtza ben dover chotetz, shalom also lo tfilo, obvious. Lo nimtza ole dover chotetz, avapi shalom, but according to Tfila, also the Tfila, and the double of Dikas Aguf, Chafiris Harosh, Hoshif Chosel Shereb, the Batka Shinea, according to Tfila, Chafilo Achi, Taba, the Nimtsa Etzem Meshinea, the Tricha Tfila Chera, so Lava Chilo, end quote. What's the reason? Came in the base of Storam Haim, Virin Amayim, Boy in Shom, En Kan Chashasha, Ema Biridion in Ophas, according to Gemara, the Chayotze was there, the Yosei Aruroa Sheyipo B'Shas HaTvila Sheniftachu Ksas Beis HaStorim Chilakamon quotes the Ramida the Levush and the Ravid says Sush Aminim Mi'ashivcha the Beis Rebbe Tetzricha L'Isha Livdok Ben Shineo Mishim Etzem O Mishim Boser Mehudok O Shem Dover Achem Hechad Lo Boka Konim HaTvila Ben Shineo Lo beis ha-storm shalom, v'ha-tfil nami lo kbotko, ad she-ochlo, o she-nis-aska b'ksomim, uv'tav-shilin, v'ha-kach botko mozo etzem, odo v'chos v'ben-storvea, mis-tar-ber d'chi-ay-gav-na l'kula talinin b'hu. V'amina d'bos ha-tfil lo-ay-li-bo. Why? Ho v'en-tshrik l'shov v'mayim. But peladik is, why does it make sense? Roy b'yismayim is ma'akas, hem is b'yismayim. Why should it be? Why should it be a distinction? Between one and the other. We don't fully understand why it should be. Why should it be? Why should it be? So he says, you know, what happened? What happened? He says, Basa Tfila Ailiba. Why? Because it only B'yasmai only royally B'yasmai. So what? Let's open up the Shulchan Aruch and see what it says. Kuft. Kuft Tzadi Tes. So you saw in the Maram HaKomis, we moved a little bit from Tzadi Ches to Tzadi Tes, because obviously these things are joined at the hip. One second. So get the right Maram HaKom. This is here in Sif Chaf Hey. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes Mamash, we just saw. He quotes over here. Ain't a double of Dikas Aguf for Chafiva Sarosh. Shach Lamed Beis. Quotes of Levush. And Madane Melech, we just saw that. That's what means the Divya Chamunas. Hatam. The Bebeis has Storm Kavish and Shlomok on the Shorosh. Uli is dabek based kvotel, and we invite lo ha'isha. Timkein lama yipol achar tefila. Why would it's a practical difference? Had it been right, why do we assume it would fall afterwards? How would get out? Lechinim dochu. They had no reason to say that dochak teres. To lochi lo dami lebdika saguf echafiv esarosh. To also am being a bias smartly in the chumra. But how do you answer the question? It's hard to understand. Interestingly, Shulchan Aruch has in Simcha Vav, Lo Botka Konan Tvila Ben Shinea. And you weren't boding at all until you ask her. You found an etzem. The kula, basa tefila ailevo. As the shach, Rokeach disagrees. Verbatim, but sasi ma'aseh bishen shatavla v'nimtza basa mentioned now mitzichuot tefila cheres, based on the Gemara shivchos l'shel Rebbe. I feel the odom asay shnichas mentioned now according tefila liachat tefila. Says in chul daf yud. Tova v'yola v'nimtza adlav davarcho. It says, afal pishin is askab also min kol yom kul, even after the tefillah. Lo also la tefillah ad kan l'shon ish la'achmir. Because it maybe came there from before. Okay, this is again only with respect to Gufa, and now with respect to Beis HaStor. Once again, it's hard to understand. So, the Machs HaShekel, right over here, says, wait a minute. The machmir in Sifcha Vav. Afa gada min chul daf yudam and aleph. Tava viola nimsa le bechotze afa pish. This aspect also min koim kulo achat tefila. Lo also lo tefila achiyom abor elish lo ayolai mikon lakein. Abba the Talin and the Chumra because of arriving. Shani Osan, the Marab and Chomos Agluyam, Yerim Yismayim. Lachi Talin and the Chumra. Abba Lacha, lo Bina Biasmayim, Rak World of Biasmayim, Tin the Kula. From Minun, the Bus of Tzvil Ailuba. Okay? Now, Sivkot and Lamed Gimel, Yesh the Hachmir. Sivzeish the Hachmir, Kedasa Rokeach, came with Siv Shalifnezeh, Lo botka bebeis hastorim kon matfila v'achat tefila lo ninsa olay adam v'choset shekos v'mechabed osu lo tefila d'enu domo l'bihas agov u'maskonet ha'shach z'adkod to lifnei zeh hatam ha'kot to arrive it to beis hastorim d'sagi b'roar l'bihas mayim tolent b'sveka l'hokel im kei l'da'as ha'rokeach shecholag al sforosu kan in Chavav, the Mele, earlier, he also disagrees. The two are Chavav Atalia, Chavay and Chsiv Chavay, and Chavav. So you have to be Machmer in both. That's what it says. That's what it says. Does anyone agree with him? No.
No.
Pashup Shad, it's not that way. So here in Sif Chafei, the Bari HaShulchan in his Biurim disagrees. Now he quotes those disagrees. Also, the Tefillah. Kein atikel chok vasodim or chashulchan t'lo kumach sa shekel lamed gimel shekosav lefim ha shekosav ha-shach shom sheish lahachmir kedatsa rokeach v'hahi v'siv chavov hekadin es aske b'ksoma mosach ha-sitzach ha-kach shach vosiv hu adin b'ach t'och ha-bin en lachmir. No, two don't necessarily go together. Okay. Narabosai, we have to talk a little bit more about the whole issue with the fingernails. That is a Mishnah. The Mishnah. The Mishnah makes explicit mention of fingernails. Perek Tes. Siv base el chotatzin botzek shetachas atziporin. What could be more explicit? It's no good. What about Mishnah Dalet? These are things that are not chotetz. Lichluch etzoa shabzora v'tzoa shetachas atziporin. So botzek, yes, and the word soa doesn't mean what we call soa typically. It's something which comes out. You know, sometimes you see on your fingernails little dirt. It comes from the body, I think. It's just sort of natural sweat, whatever, as opposed to dough. Dough is chotzeitz, and we'll call it dirt. I don't know, I have no better way to call it. D&D. There's dough, that's chotzeitz, and dirt, and not chotzeitz. And of course the question becomes, what's in between dough and dirt? Aside from that, another problem with fingernails. Here in Siv Beis, in Siv Dalet, for Tziporin HaMedul Delas. What's Medul Delas? So the Rosh explains, Shenidal Del Mitzoso. It started to separate. Okay? And in order to understand this whole Mishnah, I have to look and see a Tosefta. Tosefta is found in Perek Vov Halacha Hei. Here's the distinction. Watch. Soa shetachas atziporin. A whole new consideration. Basically from the Mishnah. Shelo kineged habasar. Vabotik shetachas atziporin. I feel it. Kineged habasar. Chotzitz. Do you see it in the Mishnah anyway, this distinction? Only in the Tosefta. Yeah? Beferish. What about... what about the Medul Delas story? Look at this. Another thing which is not found anywhere in the Mishnayos. Ha'ever abos ha'medul dolem v'odom arei elu enel chotzesim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Yosef Omer Tziporin shepirisha ruba ha'enel chotzeses. We have Medul Delas chotzeses, not ruba, meyuta, all the same thing. So the two things in the Tosefta, both of which are not found in the Mishnah. So slightly unusual, but what do you do with it? What do you do with it? What's the reason for all these things? So the Rash explains over here. He typically calls it Tosefta. He tries explaining. Shelo keneged habasar. Shatzipoin godol ve'odef al habasar. Shemakpidim al atzoa davik sham. Betziporin. Very simple. The issue of beyond or not beyond the skin line, it's just simply a matter of kpeda. That's all. It's all a matter of kpeda. Finished. Okay. Now, if you take a look at the Tosfos we saw a while ago. Lifluf. Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. Watch. You know, these new Gemaras, they sometimes have bold in the middle of a Tosfos. It's very helpful. Because a new thing starts, it's bolded. Like all the bolded Rashi that we never grew up with. It's very beneficial. If it's dry, if it's wet, it's not a chatzitza. Like by Lifluf. Depends if it's liquid or if it's solid. This is the answer of the Tosfos of Yer Lifluf, and other Rishonim agree with the Shita as well. Fine. However, the Rambam makes no such distinction. This is in Perek Beis, Halacha Yudalit. So was a tara tziporin, and tziporin medoldelis. Equals to Mishnah, a Mishnah yid. None of these other things which are found elsewhere in Tosefta and other sources doesn't quote any of them. Because we don't pass in that way. So let's see how the Tur quotes all this. This is the fingernail issue is going to be very, very important, obviously. But let's take it from the top. Here we go. The Torah says as follows. So as a dagger that's important, shalom keneged habasar, chotzeitz. Keneged habasar and a chotzeitz. Quotes of Tosefta. Upotzer as a dagger that's important, so keneged habasar is also chotzeitz. Umiu, ein derech bnei odom lahakin bekach, hilkach, mish ein o makbid, ein a chotzeitz. Ein zu shlogan a basar, zah shtipon odom al a basar. Fisha eina an yecholos to chavim an nikla keneged habasar al shlogan basar, Nogu anoshim nidol tziporneen b'shas tfiloso. This is the famous minig. Quoting the Torah goes back to the Rosh. The minig is to cut the nail short. I know some women who are afraid. Oh, she'll see that on Monday my nails are long and on Tuesday my nails are short. She'll figure out they went to the mikveh Monday night. People have these paranoias. People are looking at their fingernails. Excuse me. How do you avoid that? They're always short. They're always short. And no one knows what's happening. They're always short. They never go past the skin. There are many women for 25 years that will not have the thing. And when they're pregnant, they'll have the luxury to let their nails grow out. Okay? Excuse me. Fine. This is what it says. That's what it says. Fine. Of course, the problem is, he just said, people aren't makbid. So people aren't makbid. So what's the problem? So why must I cut their nails so short? So the Beis Yosef explains that the makbid shaloka negarabosar. And he says, "Ein b'nech derech makbid." That's negarabosar. The Beis Yosef says that the minig is to be makbid, and this one that we call bot lodaita. We know from the very beginning of Sif Aleph, in order to be mutter, it has to be two things. She's not makbid, and the derech olam is not to be makbid. So the Beis Yosef says the derech olam is to be makbid beyond the skin line, and therefore it doesn't matter what she thinks. It's irrelevant. And that's why the minig is to cut the nails. Lefima shekasafti, the tama the choset tzor shetachas hatziporin shlo kenegad abosar af al pi shumir, hayin lefisha derech hanoshim shehochos lemerchos lahakbar lov shelo yizganu al baalein sheyomu shehochol lemerchos umitzoasu no ruchotzu v'yef ef shalom mashezos ha'rashosh ha'shar betovla betzvila as opposed to netilas yudayim. All right. This is a very serious issue. Da'ke Moshe, that's a cut involved. Mashe v'lishona shecholag ha'divri ha'tur. The Torah says, and the people are not makbid, he says, they are makbid. I read you the lashon of the Beis Yosef. Eiza mokon sheyimtza abosik b'tziponai mikol lemecha sheteskan al-baila v'ma shemachiloso zuha mas tziponai shebesashlisha matela zuha masa b'isa. But the Torah said that it's not makbid. It's a small amount. And the Beis Yosef says, that's what it means. That's what the Torah means. So small amount. Okay? It's a tiny, tiny amount. That's not a problem. Okay? So that's good. That's how the Da'ake Moshe explains. Tiny amount. Fine? Fine. This is Steven Narajba, this is Mishina Tilos Yodayim and Tevila, we spoke about a few minutes ago. Let's take a look on the Taz, and we get to the rubber hits the road over here. Taz is Sivkot and Yudches. Betuk siyeh machazeh v'mir ein derech b'yadon l'hakbid v'kach. Mishen emang l'chotzes. Kod the Beis Yosef, the koi gam ha-botzek. Tom the Beis Yosef, teheich potzek l'chalik v'kach, u'v'mishna lo chilku. See, that's what left it out in the Shulchan Aruch. Ramon Da'ake Moshe said, no! Tiny dove amuot, there's a smack on the smack, Rabbi Natam. So Taz quotes this, and seems to pass in this way. Okay? That's fine. That's fine. Good. So what comes out? Sivkot and Yutes. Shlomo Rebosa Chotzitz. Kosev Beis Yosef, B'shem Smag, B'shem Rebbe Natam. Tadakha betita domal and bosek shendibak ma'od. Titchel Yotshim. Avlo betit ach evitzo. Teida. It's a Mishnah Mephorish and Mishnah. Pek, that's Mishnah Beis. Elish en Chotzitz. It's not Mishnah Beis. That's what he says. Now, This is what it says over here in the Taz of Kot Yates. We're out of time. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow she is Yerusha Tehillim. I want to start over here. I think tomorrow, probably the entire shir, I'm guessing, that the entire shir will be all about fingernails. I don't think we can get past fingernails. It's a very big sukkah. I have a story to tell you about. Happened to be young Israel the River there once on Friday night, but we'll save that for tomorrow. Keep you interested. Mamash Amaisa Shahoya, but I don't want to tell you today. Tomorrow. Tune in. Okay? We'll stop here.